I knew we'd had a strong wind, but I had no idea what it all meant. Every place is used to having high winds occasionally, and winds that do damage occasionally, rarely that strong. But I really wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed till I got to Hillcrest. And my goodness, I got parked and started in the back door at Hillcrest, and the place was a pandemonium. I don't recall the traffic. I don't recall rains. I don't recall anything till I got to the hospital.
When you walked into the hospital, what was your immediate reaction?
Well, the floor was covered with litters and people on litters, and the hospital personnel was pretty busy going back and forth. In those days, the operating rooms were up on the fifth floor, and of course, these people were coming in fast as automobiles and ambulances could bring them. Most of them not really severely hurt. Most of them not severely hurt. But some of them were. Some of them were severely hurt. It reminded me of an Army hospital on Anzio. Hmm. It was about that sort of pandemonium after such things as air raids in the Army. First man I ran into, I believe, was Dr. Ross Shipp, and his office was in the professional building. And he said, man, everything downtown was in shambles. They'd had a tornado, which was the first I'd heard of it, really. There really wasn't much that a doctor could do if he was not a surgeon.